New research released today by the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales has revealed Australia has recorded the lowest HIV diagnosis rate in 18 years, with only 835 cases reported last year. But the exception is in the Aboriginal population, where the numbers have not decreased. Associate Professor James Ward is a Pitjantjatjara Noongar man and is head of the Infectious Diseases Research Program at the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked him why the Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander HIV rate has not changed in the last 5 years.
A thing that has changed in the last decade have been two things. One is the need to get, and the evidence really, about HIV treatment. So if somebody's positive, they're on treatment and they sustain their treatment and their virus can get to an undetectable level within their body, and the more people you have on treatment, the less likelihood there is of transmission in the community. So once you get to an undetectable level, you can't transmit to another person. That's from HIV treatment. That's one thing. We think that a greater proportion of people who are Aboriginal that are living with HIV are not on treatment or reaching an undetectable viral level. And the second thing that's really changed over particularly the last 5 years is the rollout of PrEP, which is a drug you take daily to prevent HIV. Doesn't stop other STIs, such as chlamydia, gonorrhea or syphilis, but it does prevent HIV. And so what's happened is the combination of treatment for those that are living with HIV, as well as a whole lot of people, around 40,000 people, on PrEP, have really reduced the rate of diagnoses in the non-Aboriginal population. And as yet, both of those strategies, both treatment for people living with HIV and PrEP, haven't worked as good for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, but that's our job for the future ahead.
Why do you think it hasn't worked yet for the Indigenous population with these treatments?
I guess the lion's share of HIV in Australia has been with gay men for a very long period of time, and gay men are very health literate and they've been heavily and actively engaged in the response, including huge proportions of people living with HIV being on treatment. And also gay men have adopted PrEP very easily. So the organisations that roll out health promotion for gay men are the AIDS councils around the country and the kind of gay men's health organisations around the country. They've done a very good job of targeting non-Aboriginal men in the population. That same messaging hasn't filtered into the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population. It's a bit more difficult because the majority of gay men in Australia live in the large cities, whereas gay men in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population are very widely dispersed across Australia in regional and remote and in urban communities. So it's a bit of a different strategy that's required, and I think our task ahead is really to make sure that all communities have access to the same kind of health promotion materials around treatment and also around PrEP.
What's the next step? What more can be done in the future to improve the rate of diagnoses?
There have been lots of rolling advertisements about PrEP and the need for testing and the need for treatment and the need for regular testing for HIV, so you can start treatment if you are diagnosed. We haven't had that luxury in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community in terms of continual rollout of campaigns, partly because the numbers are quite small in the Aboriginal population, so we don't kind of need it to the same extent, but we do need to keep the messaging going over the next little while to ensure that Aboriginal people are both, who are living with HIV, are on treatment and can reach an undetectable viral load. Because not only does it reduce transmission, but it's also very good for the person's health to reach an undetectable viral load. But then the other side of it is to make sure that PrEP is rolled out to the most appropriate people in our population over the next little while.
Associate Professor James Ward from the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute speaking to The Wire's Catherine Andrews.